don't give small problems big energy. I have this pinned to a note on my phone, like digitally pinned to a note on my phone, because it is really easy to give big energy and big emotion to small problems, and it's going to distract you, and it's going to drain your energy, and it's going to make it really hard for you to show up in the areas that matter a whole lot more. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode in our Consistency 365 series. It's true, I use the Notes app in my phone for everything. Ideas, content, grocery lists, menu planning for the week, absolutely everything. And there's in the Notes app on your iPhone, there's the ability to pin notes to the top. And the one that is pinned to the top for me says, don't give small problems big energy. And in this season of life, where 10 minutes ago, a glass of water got spilled all over my laptop, thanks to my 2-year-old, and an hour before that, all three kids were inconsolably crying while I was trying to cook dinner and they all wanted to be held. It's really easy to give these small problems a lot of energy and get very emotional about things that don't matter very much. And it's such an asset to be able to be objective, to stay calm, to not get frazzled, to not let your feathers get ruffled, at least not as easily. And I'm not saying that we should give these things no energy. I'm not saying that we have to be emotionally neutral and feel nothing. I certainly get aggravated or frustrated or disappointed or overwhelmed. But it's a powerful thing to be able to check, is this a big thing or a small thing? Is this a big problem or a small problem? Because if it's a small problem, let's give it small energy. Let's not give it big energy. And where this is coming in so clutch for me is in parenting and in my marriage. But don't get it twisted. When I save energy and when I'm emotionally in a better place as a mom, that benefits everything, right? If I'm in a better place in my marriage, that absolutely is good for my work. It's good for my health. It's good for everything that I am pursuing in my life. But I'm finding that the areas where I tend to give big energy to small problems are in my marriage and in my role as a mom. Funny little story, an example of this, and to some of you, this might sound crazy or harsh, not knowing my husband and our dynamic. He's very unemotional and very objective, and though he's life of the party, big time fun guy when other people around, when it's just us, he's pretty curt, pretty direct, doesn't like emotional stuff. So we're cooking dinner for the kids and everybody's melting down, and I was doing some broccoli inside, he was doing steaks on the grill, and somebody starts like throwing fireworks in the road by our house, not like setting them off in the sky, but it was almost like a car was driving up and down the street and like throwing big fireworks, not sparklers, not like little things, like big things into the road. So it seemed like there was like an explosion, but it was happening over and over again. And I'm like, what in the world? So my husband storms in the house because he's out at the grill, and goes out the other door to go confront these people. to which I said, please don't. That scares me. And he looks at me and goes, I don't care. And in the moment, I was so pissed that he said that to me. I was so pissed that he told me he didn't care that I was scared about him going out to confront these people, right? And so while he's outside doing God knows what with God knows who, I'm stewing and I'm like formulating everything I'm going to say to him when he comes back in the house. I was mad, right? And then I realized this is such a small thing. When I said that, he was upset about the fireworks, and I know very well that he does care about me, but he wasn't going to let my fear of him having an altercation stop him from stopping whatever these kids were doing in the road because it was dangerous. But if we don't have that ability to step back and look, that small thing could have turned into a big argument. It could have turned into a big emotional distraction. And I don't know about you, but if I'm upset, if I'm feeling hurt, if I'm feeling personally victimized, it's harder to make great choices. It's harder to get good rest. It's harder to focus on things that I need to do. And that might not apply in any way to your relationships. And you might think, oh no, you had every right to be mad. That's rude. That's this. That's the other thing. At the end of the day, it's a small thing. And it doesn't need to get big energy. It doesn't even need to get any energy. Don't give small problems big energy. This is a big piece of consistency and a big piece of being able to stay steadily focused on your goals, because we get distracted by big emotions and we get worn out and worn down by big emotions. So work on this. Work on this today. You're going to have tons of opportunities, right? Because there's lots of little things that trip our trigger. Don't give small problems big energy. I'll see you tomorrow.